At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans today will take up a legal challenge on an obscure provision in the Texas Election Code. Interpreters helping someone cast a ballot have to be registered to vote in the same county in which they're providing help. That provision's been on hold since last year when a judge ruled it violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. The Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund, or ALDEF, brought the lawsuit on behalf of a Houston area resident who was unable to get help from her son to cast her ballot in 2014. No comment so far from the Texas Attorney General's office. Last July, then-Dallas Police Chief David Brown was thrust into the national spotlight in the aftermath of a downtown ambush that killed five officers. Soon after the shootings, Brown addressed reporters and encouraged people to apply to work for the police department. Applications soared. Brown, who's now retired from the police force, reflected on that moment on NPR's All Things Considered.
First of all, I'm very exhausted because we've worked well over 18, 19, 20 hours without, I was unable to go to sleep the night before. I'm running on fumes, and so I'm pretty raw. So this is kind of my belief system that I'm expressing, particularly to the protesters to get involved in ways where they put some skin in the game beyond protests and put an application in, because that's what I did as a young man in college during my senior year. But I'm also thinking about the widows and orphans of these officers, having to explain to them why the ultimate sacrifice was necessary to protect our city. And finally, I'm sensing that this is a seminal moment for the country around policing, and that we can either rise and come together, or we can continue to be divided in our positions and not listen to one another. So I'm expressing something that I really, really feel deep down.
Brown's just released a memoir. He'll be on Think this afternoon at 1 on KERA 90.1. More than 60 feature films and shorts will screen at this week's Oak Cliff Film Festival. Our big screen team previews the event with one of its founders and a North Texas director showing his newest film.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And we have two guests today. One is Brock Epstein with the Oak Cliff Film Festival, and the other is director David Lowery, who has been a big supporter of the festival, has a film in this year's event, which we will get to in just a bit. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
me.
Well, Brock, let's start with what you're showing tonight. This is a movie called Lemon that stars Michael Cera.
Yeah, so Lemon is a great movie. It premiered at Sundance this year. It's directed by Janix Bravo. It's kind of an absurdist, sad comedy. If you watch this film, I think that Janix is on a level to make some big stuff coming up.
Well, David, let's talk about your film at the festival, A Ghost Story, which is going to show Sunday night. It's going to wrap up the event. This is your re-teaming with Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara, and it's exactly what it sounds like, in that there's an actual white sheet ghost moving through this film. Talk a little bit about how you came up with the idea for this movie.
It's an idea that had kind of been percolating for a long time, and I had an opportunity to just make it. And we sort of jumped into it without thinking about it too much. In fact, last year we started shooting the movie the morning after I introduced a movie at the last year's Oak Cliff Film Festival. So I was doing an introduction of a outdoor screening, and I showed up just a complete disheveled mess because I had been spraying down our location for insects.
And you got to destroy an entire house in Irving. I've seen A Ghost Story and liked it very much. That must have just been awesomely fun.
It's therapeutic to destroy the location that you've spent an entire summer shooting in, especially when you're shooting in Texas in the summer.
Why is it important to you to be a part of not only Oak Cliff Film Festival, but Dallas International Film Festival and other events around town? We've been seeing you at these events for many years now, and it seems like you always make time in your schedule when you can to come back.
I just see you at the movies sometimes. I'll just be like going to a movie. It's like, oh, it's David. What's
up,
man?
Going to the movies is my favorite thing to do. If I could make a living just watching movies, I would do that. And I love going to film festivals because it gives me a chance to see all the new work that might be coming or might be out there, and hear all the new exciting voices. And I also love supporting festivals like the Oak Cliff Film Festival that are, you know, sort of building themselves up from the ground up and really taking chances on films and artists and filmmakers who might not otherwise get the exposure, because that's how I got my start.
In the slot before A Ghost Story shows on Sunday night is a film that I'm also really looking forward to. It's called The Little Hours, and it takes place in the Middle Ages. It has Aubrey Plaza and Molly Shannon and Alison Brie playing nuns. John C. Reilly and Fred Armisen are priests. The whole thing looks very Monty Python.
It's totally Monty Python, directed by Jeff Banna. You know, Jeff's definitely got some influences from Monty Python in there, as well as maybe references to Portlandia. So it's a little bit kind of a combination of a modern day comedy mixed with old school. The cameos that you'll see in this film are really good. It comes out later this summer, but you should definitely try to see it here as the Texas premiere.
So every film festival has its own personality, and I don't think you guys are an exception to that, but I want to leave it to you to perhaps say a few words about what Oak Cliff's personality is.
It's a little bit more of the outskirts of the mainstream, but combining a lot of these films together in kind of a weekend where you might get to see, you know, a lot of different types of films that kind of push buttons and are films that you'll hopefully be talking about for years to come.
Barak Epstein, David Lowry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Recommendations for this year's Oak Cliff Film Festival are at artandseek.org. Finally, former FBI Director James Comey is scheduled to testify before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence in about a half hour. We'll carry live NPR coverage of the testimony beginning at 9 on KERA 90.1. We'll also have a live stream at keranews.org. As for the forecast, mostly sunny skies, a high near 89. There's a 20% chance of rain, though, tonight and tomorrow. It's 74 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth, 65 in Wichita Falls, and 70 degrees in Tyler.